The John Clay Wolf Show has appeared on terrestrial radio for a really, really, really long time. So we dug through the archives and found a great vintage show to review. So gather round as the Wolf Pack goes on this throwback adventure.
Hey, this is Lacey G with the John Clay Wolf Show, and today's throwback from the archives is back from 2017 when J.D. Ryan had to take a day off work. So what exactly was going on? Well, it's a long story, but he got evicted, and we have a lot of theories why. Some listeners called in with interesting theories of their own, but yeah, didn't quite make it to the air because it wasn't FCC friendly. Don't worry, I have the raw audio for you right here, right now, so you've been warned. Don't be sensitive about it. It's not that bad, but it still wouldn't make it on the air these days either. Enjoy.
That's what they always ask. What? How does it go?
What's that song?
Oh, man, somebody pushed my button.
Then the devil's back. The devil went down to Texas.
Every time I get mixed up with a bunch of white people, this is what happens. Someone touches my button.
The name of the song is Tripping Daisy Prick.
Really? I like that.
Figured. Because people have called you that before.
Oh, sure.
Tripping Daisy.
Yeah, I've been denigrated since the dawn of man. Really not a bad guy, you know?
Devil, I went to the Boston show last night.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah, they're great.
Why did you... You tried to take their lead singer away from us, but then Jesus brought us another one back.
Yeah, the new guy is actually pretty good. I can't wait to get him down here.
He is pretty. Good morning. My name is John Clay Wolf. We're minus one today. JD is not with us.
What?
Yep.
What's that about?
I don't know. We'll figure it out. 800-800-7234, 800-800-RADIO. Good morning, you're on the air.
Good morning.
Who are you? Where are you calling from? What do you want? Why are you calling me?
I'm Felicia from Louisville. I have a 2011 Lexus I'm trying to sell.
Not the Felicia with the singing career, but the X-rated video queen.
Bye, Felicia.
Yeah. What? Now, what have you got? I'm sorry.
I've got a 2011 Lexus.
Uh-huh.
It's an RX 350.
How many miles?
58,000.
Does it have Mark Levinson sound? Does it have factory navigation? Does it have factory chrome wheels? Does it have a sunroof?
It has navigation, rear DVD, sunroof, and yes, it does have the chrome wheels.
Does it have the fancy stereo? That's called. It says Mark Levinson.
Yes, it does.
Okay. So, what are we trying to do? You want to trade it in? You want to sell it? You want to get back at your ex-husband? What are you doing?
I want to sell it.
All right. What do you want for it?
My kids have grown up and moved out, and I'm ready to get something smaller.
Do you have a title?
Yes, I do.
Is there a number that we're chasing? I buy these cars every day. It's upper teens rig. What's the...
I'd like to get 16,000.
Okay. Well, then you're going to like me. Because I will...
All right.
Hey, I'm not going to take advantage of you. You're pricing me this car too cheap unless it has a bad Carfax.
Okay.
Does it have a bad Carfax? Good.
No, it does not. It's clean.
Okay, so where do you live? Louisville?
Mm-hmm.
And you have a title. So when do you want us to pick it up?
Monday or Tuesday. Does that work?
No, I'd rather just do it today because I'm going to give you an extra 1,000.
Woo!
Hey, woo! That works.
So if I give you an extra 1,000, Uncle Roy will come out there today and pick it up and you have your title ready and everything?
Absolutely.
17,000 sold. Okay, Felicia with the singing career. Thank you. Next. 800-800-7234. 800-800-RADIO. 800. I got it right. 800-RADIO. Pre-K went to get coffee in BC's.
Ah, another hard night?
Yeah. Hard day's
night.
Wait.
Isn't your family back?
Yes.
You're still partying,
I'm
now, huh?
Still on the party train. I've not stopped. I cannot stop, Bobo. It will not stop.
Oh, that's wise, because you can't stop all of a sudden like that. That's very bad. Very bad for you.
They've been gone for over a month. And
right.
I've drank beer, you know. How many days is a month? They were gone about 35 days. I drank beer about 33 days.
There you go.
Yeah.
And you have to.
Sure. But stopping cold turkey like that's dangerous.
It's not good for you.
No, not at all.
What were
once vices? Because I took 4 days off. The last 4 days. Nothing. Nothing. And I start getting the twitch, you know, sure. The old alcoholic jerk.
You bet. You bet.
Sure.
The DTs.
So I had to go to Boston last night and straighten it out.
Uh-huh.
But I didn't do what you did. I didn't toke and fall down on the front row and bust my glasses like you did at Joe Walsh.
Yeah.
800-800-7234, 800-800-RADIO. People who are up in the rain, it's mainly rainy down here. I haven't looked at the weather up on the East Coast. Good morning, New York. Because it's not 8 o'clock there. It's 9 o'clock there. New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania. Our WZZO fans. I bet we have more listeners during this hour up there than we do down here.
Really?
Well, they're an hour later, and they like us more.
They seem to. Yeah.
Good morning, Austin. And other than that, life's grand. So JD is gone for the day. He's moving.
Is he moving, or did he get kicked out?
Well, not read his lease when he signed up a couple years ago, but he's moving. So he's getting... Yeah, he had to leave.
Yeah, he got kicked out.
He didn't get kicked out for bad behavior and non-payment.
You ought to read this that I've got right here. Top 10 reasons JD's being evicted from his home.
That's perfect. Ooh. That's our top 10 of 10 today. Yeah. That's absolutely... Oh, have you already written it?
No. But I got some great ideas.
I've got an idea. Let's have the callers call in and help us with it.
There you go.
So at 10 o'clock, we do a top 10 list. Kind of like Letterman. Just like Letterman. Top 10 reasons JD is what? Is
being evicted from his home.
Being evicted from his home.
Yeah.
Call in and help us with this list, and we'll take your ideas too. 800-800-7234, 800-800-RADIO. It'll be a dog pile on old JD.
You got an example, Babo?
Yeah, Babo.
The smell of Indian cooking is angering his Caucasian landlord.
The smell? Are we writing this down?
Yeah.
Of smell. Indian cooking is angering his Caucasian landlord.
Yeah.
Is that number 10, maybe? We'll sort of...
Yeah.
So that's number 9. You know he's a nudist.
Oh, yeah.
J.D. Ryan's who we're talking about, everyone. Just in case there was any confusion.
His nudist lifestyle is illegal as the home is located across from an elementary school.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
I think you're right. 800-800-7234, 800-800-RADIO. Chad and Amarillo, good morning.
Hey, how you doing, Wolfman?
We're good. Just hanging.
Well, all right. Hey, I know why JD got evicted.
Why?
Well, the landlord was tired of getting complaints from the neighbors about JD running through the neighborhood with Randy the Chickmunk stuck up his screaming, I'm Richard Gere.
I had to dump that, Chad, if you can imagine that. You know, we had you the whole time until you took Randy and put it inside JD.
Yeah.
That was when I lost you. You can't do that.
That's why I got evicted.
Well, that's why. And I would have gotten evicted, too, if I'd have aired that. Randy, are you there?
Yeah, it's not funny, man.
Well, so what's the story? Did you hook up with JD's old lady?
No, that's ridiculous. What is she, 40 feet high?
Well, that's what people are saying. The reason that JD didn't get evicted, that his old lady kicked him out, because you're coming in.
It never worked, man, anatomically speaking. But anyway, she's trying to come back.
Oh.
Yeah. She saw what kind of money I was going to make on a Pacquiao fight. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Cha-ching, baby. We've been having makeup relations, and I don't mean Mary Kay.
So, are you all... wore down from you and Sharonda rolling?
Nah, I'm a little sore. I'm tired, you know.
Well, that's good.
I mean, you know, my back and my knees. I'm not a spring chipmunk.
So, what is the Pacquiao deal?
Right now?
Yeah.
Like 12 to 1.
And what are you going to bet on?
I'm going to bet on Pacquiao. Yeah. Woo! That's going to be big money. I'll be like, come to daddy. Pacquiao's a badass.
He's just old, but yeah.
Hey, Randy, somebody's knocking at the front door. It might be Hannah with our coffees. Will you go see if she's there and let her in?
Well, she got me. I can't open the door. Nothing. I can go look at her.
Well, go get somebody to open the door.
She's nice.
Yeah, go.
Okay.
800-800-RADIO is the call-in number. 800-800-7234. Scott, what you got? Scott, before you say
hey,
what you
Wolf.
Got. Hey, before you say
enjoy
what you
enjoy the show, but I did find out why he got kicked out of his house.
Why JD got kicked out of his house? Now, hold on, Scott. I don't want to dump you, okay? Do you know what that means?
I don't,
because what I'm seeing on the board here, I would have to dump you.
So I'll try to civilize.
What if I take what you're trying to say and I do it myself? That way, I know I stay between the lines.
Okay. If that's what you prefer.
I would prefer to not get in trouble. I've had enough trouble this week. We had a problem with the Bill Cosby bit last week. You know, I don't need another problem. So you're saying the reason that JD got kicked out of his house is because he was training animals to lick peanut butter off of him.
Oh. Yes, it was a two-pronged reason. They were in short supply of peanut butter since he moved in, and all the neighborhood animals started attacking everybody's private.
Scott from Oklahoma. Thank you, Scott.
Hi. What? I just want to tell y'all I said hello, and y'all are real funny. So I did this last time, so I'm listening again.
Thank you, Louis. That doesn't sound like a Louis. It sounds like a Louise.
Where was Louise calling from?
Louise, like Louis. I mean, what's
that's
the difference?
Thing about,
it's kind of like Pat from Saturday Night Live.
You know what Cross Canadian said about those boys from Oklahoma?
They roll their joints all right.
You want to know about the boys in Arkansas, especially the ones in radio?
Yeah.
They bring their joints to work and obviously can't run the board.
Yeah, no
and,
kidding.
And obviously aren't listening for cues and anticipating, you know, the syndication coming on the air because they just got to hear Sweet Leaf, man, before we get started. I'm not right without my Sabbath in the morning, man. Yeah, those boys from Arkansas bring their joints to work.
Well, you would know, Bobbo, because I think you spent about 10 years in Wichita Falls stoned on the air from what I've heard.
I know. I taught a class in it, man.
I mean...
Stoned radio.
And they stoned radio.
Don't ever touch this button.
Yeah. And they said that you were bad about not showing up for remotes.
Oh, whatever. I showed up for the paid ones.
But Lindy told me, he said, you know, there was a time like this, the remote car, the station car, you had the keys, you had all the gear, and you wouldn't answer the phone, and they had to go over to your house and damn near bang the door in and drag you out, and you had a bunch of hookers in there, and they, like, wrestled you down and got the keys out and went on and did the event without you.
Well, that's just a Lindy Parr story.
You know, it's not true?
He likes to tell stories. No, hell no, it's not true.
Good morning, you're on the air.
Look where I am today, man. Would I be here if that ever happened? What a
yeah, we have a very low HR policy here.
What a bunch of hillbillies.
800-800-7234. 800-800-RADIO.
You know, when we...
Hannah, bring me... Hannah is in here. Hannah, bring me my coffee. Comes. Honey, you look great today.
Thank you, John.
You're so welcome.
I feel good.
How was your night last night? I always like hearing...
God.
I love hearing your work stories.
I had to get up and go and buy a frozen Cinnabon.
Do I really have to pay you $200 for getting our coffee?
Yeah.
You haven't danced for me or anything.
I'll dance later.
Okay. Like when?
Anytime.
But you always scramble out of here. You always say that, and then you leave.
You got the big table. I know, but it's so, like, not private in here.
Well...
Charlie and Bobo, look at me. Where's JD?
That's what we're trying to figure out, is where is JD?
Where is JD?
He's moving today, and we have top 10 reasons that he got evicted from his house.
Well, because I owe him
$1,500.
I had to buy new shoes.
He's been paying Hannah.
Is it the first time he's loaned you some scratch?
He told me not to say.
Well, tell me about it. I mean, it's just between us. We're not going
to
tell anybody.
Well, it's always for work, and I think he can write it off. I had to buy a new dress.
Yeah.
Last week.
Yeah.
The blue one.
Yeah.
JD bought me that. And I needed new tires on my Porsche.
And JD.
That was $1,900, but I'm paying him back.
Uh huh.
So how much is JD into you for? Are you into him for?
Like 38.
38 what?
1,000.
Yo.
It's not much.
So now we're getting down to the nitty gritty of why JD's having to move.
I can make that in 2 weeks.
Well, you need to get him paid back because you're choking him out.
I know, because me and JD are going to Vegas.
When?
Next week.
Oh, jeez.
You and JD are going to Vegas?
Yeah, Tuesday to Friday. We're going to have a ball. Roll those bones.
It's all making sense now.
7-11. JD, go. He plays craps like a wild man. He can roll 7-7-7-7. It's amazing.
Was JD with you last night at work?
Yeah. He never misses a Friday night.
Does he have his girlfriend with him?
What?
Does girlfriend. JD bring his girlfriend with him?
He never mentioned a girlfriend.
Yeah, he's got a girlfriend. He's got a living
what?
Girlfriend. Yeah, a living girl. You don't.
Oh my God.
What?
I'm not going to pay him.
All right, what did you think? Do you have any theories on why JD was really out of work that day? You can let us know on the socials at John Clay Wolf Show. Also, don't forget that you can get more exclusive content just like this if you go to Podbean and subscribe to the John Clay Wolf Show Plus. Also, if you're listening, you know you love the show, so please do us a favor and go leave a rate and review on iTunes and Google Play. All right, everybody, have a nice, safe, long weekend. Happy 4th. Happy birthday, America.
And to our friends of the radio audience, we bid a pleasant good night.
You have unleashed the wolf.